Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD. My name is Dr. Michael Ming. I'm a 20-plus year physician entrepreneur. Welcome to the show. Now, last week, we talked about starting your own email newsletter. So I want to build upon what we learned from last week and talk about how to grow to 1,000 subscribers and what's actually working these days. So specifically, how to get to 1,000 subscribers without turning into a full-time content creator. So here's what I keep seeing, and I work with physicians, and they say within the first month, they want to build an email list, they want to grow their email list, but what they're really saying is, how can I do this without it becoming a second job? And the answer is, you don't do what all of these marketing gurus tell you out there to do. You don't have to post on Instagram 3 times a day, run Facebook ads before you know if anything what you want to know is actually working. You're not creating TikToks in between patients. So when I looked at the doctors who are actually building a subscriber list to at least 1,000, and the ones who are still doing it, they're still living their actual life. And the pattern is simple. They just keep it simple. They pick 2 channels and they showed up consistently for 6 to 12 months. And that's it. Now, you may be asking, why 1,000? Why does 1,000 subscribers actually matter? Because I think it's the threshold where email stops becoming a hobby. And it turns into like a real business asset because you can fill a webinar with 1,000 people on your list. You can launch a course and you can actually have enough people to say, to validate that whether it's good or not. You can test offers and get real feedback instead of just guessing. Because this is where I think a lot of people miss this, that those 1,000 email subscribers can represent 10 to 20,000 people in your sphere of influence. That's just when your email conversion rates run 5 to 10%. So if 1,000 people trust you enough to give you their email, there are 10 to 20 times many who've maybe seen your content, but maybe they haven't subscribed. And I think that leads to real powerful leverage. That's when you stop having to manual DM people to join your webinar and to start actually having an actual, what we call a distribution channel. So let's talk about and give you guys like a reality check. What is where I see physicians, what they're doing, and it's not actually working, is doing daily social media posts. You'll do it for a couple weeks. You feel really productive, but then you miss a day because you got slammed with patients. And then it seems like the whole thing falls apart. And I watched this happen like a dozen times or 24 times. What doesn't work is having complicated funnel sequences. You don't have to optimize 14 different landing pages. You're not a full-time marketer. Stop pretending that you need to be. You don't need to do paid ads before you know what converts. I think this is where I often see people, they spend a lot of money and they're like burning a hole because they don't even know what they have is something that people want to buy. What you need to do is you figure out the offer first and then spend money amplifying it. And so for a lot of this growth hacking stuff that just feels inauthentic, I think, you know, if your audience is doctors, they're going to see right through it. They're smart, they're skeptical. And if you're being manipulative, that's going to be gone. So what is actually working? First, use what you have. Leverage what you actually have. And that's the credibility. You have professional relationships. You have colleagues who trust you. That's your unfair advantage. That's why you need to use it. Secondly, you want to create an asset that works repeatably, not 5 different lead magnets, but 1 really good lead magnet that you can promote over and over again. And third is do that front-loaded works. You're going to spend 10 to 15 hours setting up systems, setting up your email platform, your welcome sequences, a good lead magnet, sign-up forms. Then it's 2 to 4 hours to maybe maintain it. So do the work up front and you're going to get rewarded later on. Fourth, I think there's a physician to physician, what I call trust transfer. This is where another doctor vouches for you when you're on another physician podcast, and that trust transfers instantly. You can't buy that with ads. So real timeline expectation, it may take you about 4 to 6 months to hit 1,000 subscribers, faster if you already have a network in your niche, slower if you can only dedicate maybe a couple hours to it. But the setup work is real. You need to devote at least 10 to 15 hours to get everything configured, because once it's running, you're looking at maybe a couple hours weekly. And this is some passive income baloney. Anyone telling you email growth is passive is selling you something. But it can be sustainable along with you doing your work as a doctor. I know because I watch doctors do this all the time. All right. So let's talk about this channel method. I'm calling it actually the three channel method, but you said, well, I thought you were talking about two. Well, okay, you have three channels, but you're going to be picking two. So maybe you start with one and then add the second one in month three. But you're not doing all three unless you got 10 hours a week, which you probably don't have. So channel one. And again, this is going to be different for different people, but I think a lot of doctors are starting on with LinkedIn. And I think this might be the most primary channel for most of you. And it works for a few reasons. First, your colleagues are already there. You're not asking them to install a new app or follow you on some platform that they don't use. They're on LinkedIn and they're checking in between patients already. There's a professional context that gives you credibility. When you post about physician entrepreneurship on LinkedIn, it makes sense. When you post the same thing on maybe Instagram, it feels a little bit awkward or weird. And the algorithm rewards engagement, not follower content. 20 people meaningfully engaging with your post will make LinkedIn show to hundreds more. You don't need tens of thousands of followers to get traction. So here's what you do. You get on LinkedIn, you post 2 to 3 times a week, not daily, not multiple times a day, 2 to 3 times consistently for about the next 90 days minimum. And early this structure system. Simple. You just have clinical observation can lead to a parallel business, can lead to a call to action. So for example, you had 3 patients today with the same chronic condition. They're all smart. They're all motivated. They're all making the same mistake, but they're trying to change everything at once instead of picking one thing and actually doing it. And so physicians, I think we do the same thing in business. You want to be at everything. You try to launch on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, start a podcast, build a course all on the same time. Then you burn out 6 weeks and quit before anything gains traction. So here's what works instead. I want you to give yourself some actual insight, a framework, a pattern. You end with, I put together a 1-page framework on how to focus your first 90 days. LinkedIn comment. That's it. Clinical credibility up front, business relevance in the middle, and clear next step at the end. So put your newsletter sign-up link in your LinkedIn feature section. Go to your profile, scroll down to features, pin your newsletter link there. Every single person who clicks on the profile sees it. And here's the part nobody wants to do, but it actually matters. 15 minutes a day engaging on other people's posts. Not just hitting like, actually commenting with something useful. This gets your name in front of people who might be interested in your stuff, and it builds relationships with other physician entrepreneurs who might promote your stuff later. So if you show up consistently on LinkedIn, and I mean consistently, not perfectly, consistently, I think you can get 30 to 50 new subscribers a month. That's 400 to 600 subscribers in a year from one channel. That's taking you maybe 3 to 4 hours a week. Okay, channel number two, guest appearances. This is straight leverage. One appearance on another physician's podcast can bring you 20 to 100 subscribers. You didn't build that audience, you're borrowing it. So maybe target 1 to 2 guest spots per quarter. You're not doing this every week, maybe once every 6 to 8 weeks, you're appearing on somebody else's platform. And here's why that matters. Physician-specific shows only. Don't pitch general business podcasts. Don't go on to big entrepreneurship shows where you're competing with tech founders. Go where physicians actually are. When you pitch, you lead with a topic that serves with your audience, not my journey from emergency medicine to entrepreneur. That's boring and it's about you. Instead, 3 legal structures every physician need to understand before starting a side practice. That's useful information to your audience and it's all about them. And you're offering an exclusive resource. I've created a framework specifically for your listeners on how to test a telemedicine offer in 14 days. They can grab it at this link. That link goes into your show notes, your bio, everywhere. So where do you actually find these opportunities? Go check out the Doctor Podcast Network. Yes, I'm a co-owner. Spoiler alert, I have a vested interest if you join. But you'll meet other physicians who have other podcasts in adjacent specialties. So you're an ER doctor and maybe you're building a utilization review business. You can go on hospitals podcast. You're a gerontologist creating an online skincare course. Talk to primary care docs. Another place to go, medical society webinars. They're can be gold mines. They're always looking for speakers. They have built-in physician audiences and you have instant credibility because you're one of them. And don't sleep on alumni associations and residency programs. You know, you graduated from this program. They would love for you to come back and talk to current residents about building leverages, you know, outside clinical medicine for the most part. They say yes to 90% of the time. Realistic numbers, you might get 50 to 200 new subscribers per appearance, depending on the audience size. You do this twice a quarter, you're looking at 400 to 800 subscribers over 6 months just from this channel. All right. Channel 3, content syndication. This is where you create once and distribute everywhere. Not unique content for each platform. I think that's unsustainable. Same content, different formats. Simple workflow. Just have it every week. You write one email to your current subscribers, even if it's 50 people, even if it's 20. You're writing that weekly email. This is your newsletter. That's your core content creation. You take the best insight from that email, turn it into a LinkedIn post. Same message, different format. It takes you 10 minutes. Same email could get published on Substack or maybe Medium, a public post. Now it's searchable. People can find it 6 months from now through Google. You know, but once a month, you take your last four weekly emails, combine them into a YouTube video or a podcast episode. You're literally just reading your email content in a different format. So why does this work? Because you're spending maybe a couple hours, 3 hours writing that weekly email, then another hour distributing it, 4 hours total. And you're building presence across multiple platforms simultaneously. And there's this compounding part. The content from 6 months ago is still working. People are still finding it through search, through Medium, through old LinkedIn posts. Each platform funnels back to your email signup. You're building authority across all these channels at the same time, instead of starting from zero on each one. And then once that system is running, you're probably looking at 40 to 80 new subscribers per month. And it scales better than the other channels because old content keeps bringing in new people. All right. Now we get to what I call the leverage cascade. This is how you can get each subscriber to bring you more subscribers. So you have a welcome sequence. When someone joins your list, what happens? Most physicians send one welcome email. That's it. You want maybe 3 to 5 emails over the first week. Day one, you give them the lead magnet plus something extra they didn't expect. You over-deliver immediately. Day three, you ask them to forward it. If this was valuable, would you forward to one of your colleagues who might benefit? 10 to 15% might actually do this. Day seven, have an explicit referral ask. Know a colleague thinking about starting something outside clinical medicine? Send them this link. So if you set this up right, 10 to 15% of your new subscribers will each send your content to one or two people. So that math works in your favor. So level two, have a referral mechanism. Every email you send has a PS at the bottom. You're enjoying this? Forward this to a colleague. Make it really stupidly simple. Pre-write the email that they can forward. Say, I've been following Dr. Mike's newsletter on physician entrepreneurship. That you might find it useful. Here's the sign up. Then they copy, paste, send, done. If you want to get fancy, you can track it with unique signup URLs. Most email platforms let you create custom links. Then you know what's actually working. And then level three, collaboration trades. Find 2 to 3 other physician entrepreneurs with similarly sized lists. Not someone with 10,000 subscribers. They're not promoting you. Someone with 300, 500, 1,000. You do newsletter swaps. You promote theirs, they promote yours. Guest content exchanges. Co-branded lead magnets. Do the math. 500 subscribers, 10% refer one person each. That's 50 new subscribers. 2 newsletter swaps per quarter, another 40 to 100. The leverage cascade adds 30 to 40% growth on top of your direct work. This is the difference between hitting 1,000 in 12 months versus 6 or 7 months. All right. I'm going to give you, end with like a roadmap for you guys. The 6 month roadmap. So month 1 to 2, you set up your email platform. You could choose between MailChimp, ConvertKit, whatever. Just pick one and set it up. Stop researching the perfect platform. You create one lead magnet, one checklist, one framework, one short email course. You don't have to do 5, just one really good one. Start posting on LinkedIn twice a week, consistently valuable with a clear call to action every time. Build your welcome sequence, 3 to 5 emails over the first week for every new subscriber. Your goal is to get about 100, 150 subscribers from your existing network, plus LinkedIn. You're emailing colleagues you already know, posting on LinkedIn, leveraging relationships you spent years building. Months 3 to 4, you start building momentum. Start booking those 1 to 2 guest appearances. Do podcast interviews, do webinar slots, medical society presentations. Start syndicating your content. Weekly emails goes to Medium, LinkedIn, whatever makes sense for your niche. Turn on your referral prompts. Make it easy for people to share. And then here's the critical part. Optimize what's working and stop what isn't. LinkedIn crushing it and maybe Medium is doing nothing, then double down on LinkedIn. Guest spots are bringing in tons of subscribers, but syndication maybe is eating too much time, then simplify the syndication. Your goal is to get 350, 400 subscribers. You should hopefully be by 500 subscribers by the end of month 4. And then month 3 through 6, double down. Double down on whatsoever working best. LinkedIn in your top channel, go from 2 posts weekly to 3. Guest appearances are crushing. Book 1 per month instead of per quarter. execute those newsletter swaps and collaboration trades. You've been doing this for 4 months now. Keep doing it. You know other physician entrepreneurs, start leveraging their relationships on here. Your goal is to get 500 subscribers, 1,000 total by the end of month six, okay? So now most of you won't hit 1,000 subscribers in 6 months. That's fine. The ones who do, they pick two channels and execute. They don't get distracted. They don't chase new tactics. They just show up consistently. You don't need fancy funnels. You don't need to become a marketing expert. You just need to have good content. Do this persistently and sustainable. All right. So I hope this was of useful to you guys. Guys, you know, at the end of the day, just start with one. I want to give you something this week. Pick your primary channel. Just do LinkedIn for most of you. LinkedIn, maybe it's Facebook for others. Number two, create a lead magnet this week, not next month, this week. Like a couple hours, get your lead magnet out there. Three, set up your email platform and your welcome sequence. This is your foundation. Four, commit to doing maybe three posts per week for the next 90 days. That's it. Put it on your calendar. Treat it like your patient appointments. If you wouldn't cancel on a patient, don't cancel on this. You know, growing to 1,000 subscribers isn't about becoming a marketing genius. It's about showing up consistently with valuable content for your audience. All right. Medicine pays the bills. AI builds the balance sheet, but email can build the audience and make both of those scale. So hope you found this useful. If you found this podcast list useful, send it to a colleague, someone who would actually need it. Maybe they're building a newsletter right now. Maybe you want to listen to this again and again. So I want to thank you guys. As always, you're going to have ups and downs as a physician entrepreneur. Do something a little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.